Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is why I love movies.
Somebody fucked up with it. Coming to you from a place I love, San Francisco! California. Should add that, because there might be a San Francisco somewhere else. Right, there's like Dallas in like five different states. It's Saturday, January 28th, 2023, and I'm proud to be part of SF Sketch Fest. Once again, we're back. So good to be back. And before I bring my guests out today, I'd like to tell you about the prize bag. Now, these are some items from my personal collection of crap. And I flew with them here. They somehow got through security. Yeah, there's several guns in here. I don't know how I did it. No, they come in a lovely bag that says National Comedy Center, which if you ever get a chance is in a small town in New York. And it's open and you can go there and learn all about the history of comedy. And then inside the bag, from the new Teen Wolf movie on Paramount Plus, a pair of socks. And this is just in time for the Super Bowl. This is a thing called Smoke Friends, and it's shaped like a little football, but when you're smoking weed and you don't want it to smell up the place, you blow it into the football. Yeah, I assume it works. Here's a little whale I got at a carnival when I threw a thing at a thing. Are the prices getting better or worse in your estimation? Got a few ring pops in here. Who remembers ring pops? Those are making a big comeback. I got some pins from Rockin' Pins that say Doug Loves Movies and Doug Benson, and a pin from Ghostly Goods and some stickers. But here's the best item in my estimation. This is a rubber bong from our friends at Peacemaker. And it's got a Doug Loves Movies sticker on. It's been customized for this occasion. All of that is going to be won by one, I wouldn't say lucky individual, but hopefully somebody doesn't have to, like, you know, carry it around all night and then, like, forget it on BART. Are you ready to meet our guests today?
Yeah.
I'm excited about this one, I got to tell you, because we always have great options here at SF Sketchfest, and this year is no exception. Please welcome Amy Miller, Arden Marine, Paget Brewster, and Demi Adigi-Ebe!
Oh, hi. Hi, Doug. Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I want to
close for
you.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
This is a hot bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Are you just knocking shit over and getting crazy?
We're here to rock.
You're getting crazy already on me. Your water bottle fell off.
Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. But remember to use your microphone voice.
Sorry.
All right, let's meet them individually, starting with the person directly to my right. Ladies and gentlemen, is Amy Miller!
Yay, yay! Nice. Feels good.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Doug.
I'm excited about not only your appearance in this program right now, but then later this evening here at Sketchfest. Sketchfest?
Sketchfest.
It's comedy and dieting. We don't have time to eat, so we Sketchfest.
I'm starving.
And Rob Lowe does the ads for the drink. And he's like, yes, and. So what's my point? We're going to do a show tonight.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock over at the Great Star Theater. I didn't add the great. It is right baked into the title, Great Star. And it's a really cool theater if you've never been. And we're going to do, Amy and I and some other guests are going to watch and talk through The Goonies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you coming?
A decision that I regret. That I made a year ago the first time that Sketchfest was going to happen, and then it got postponed, and then now a year later, I'm like, I still don't think this is a great idea. I'm excited that Ke-Hai Kwan, it's fun to see him in like what was only his like second role in a movie produced by Spielberg, and then now he and Spielberg are both up for Oscars at the same time. I love it. But the movie, I regret picking it because I watched a few minutes on cable the other day, and it is nonstop kids talking. They never shut the fuck up. I don't know where we're going to put our jokes that we think of. We're going to be like, okay, well, we've moved on already. And so it's going to be interesting.
Well, I have a kid's voice, so I'll just get right in there. It'll be like
just,
I'm in the movie.
That'll be fun. Why don't you just be the seventh Goonie? Or the eighth, if there are seven Goonies, I lose track of the Goonies. I know there's two girly Goonies, who I wouldn't call either of them Goonies. They seem like nice young ladies. They're just hanging out with these a-holes. Anyway, that'll be fun, I hope.
Can't wait.
Also joining us today, I'm very excited, next to Amy, it's Arden Marie!
Doug.
Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine.
Boom! At your service, Duke. I also have a childlike voice.
Right, which is why you cut through so nicely. Well, we had a hum situation. The microphone you're holding, Arden, was flown in special for the show today. So maybe there's, we didn't get a chance to do a sound check. We just had to plug it in and go.
I hope I levitate when I hold, I hope I go high above the theater.
But it's like gone now,
boy.
I guess.
Yep.
All right.
Great.
So we'll revisit that if it happens again.
It was fun. That theater that you're doing
it.
Goonies tonight, we performed it last night with doing Lost Boys with Doug. And it's such a beautiful theater.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nice.
It's funny when you say you saw a movie and that you compliment the theater and not the film. Did you enjoy watching The Lost Boys on the big screen?
I have to say, I feel like it really holds up. I feel like the effects were fun. I felt like Jason Patrick should have been the number one star in the world. Hot, hot, hot. And And boy, is that whole Santa Clara really no supervision for anybody that lives there.
Yeah. No, Santa Cruz was like, don't you dare fucking say this is Santa Cruz.
That's right.
They're like, call it whatever you want, but we're going to pretend it's somewhere else, even though visually it couldn't be more Santa Cruz if it tried.
The outfits were bananas, and I'm never mad at seeing Diane Weiss. I forgot.
She's great.
She's such a joy.
But the movie holds up in the sense that it's just as shitty as it always was.
Yeah. So good. I loved it.
And but also super fun. Oh. You know, it's a real, real interesting...
Peak Keefe.
Peak Kiefer?
Yeah.
I kept trying to think of a good Keefe joke, you know, because, you know, it's a weed word.
Yep.
And or even Reefer Sutherland would have been a fun thing to say.
If you were a stripper who was like at Magic Mike and also super high, you could be Reefer Sutherland. I'm really dizzy right now. I'm dehydrated. I'm so dizzy.
Well, keep drinking. We brought tables and stuff out so you could have water. And
I love it.
Yeah. Enjoy it while we talk to the other guests.
Love it.
Next to Arden is a gentleman who goes by the name Demi Adigiebe!
Oh. Hi, everybody. I like you giving a physical sense of where everyone is so people at home can like imagine it.
Yeah.
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 Real 3D podcasting.
Yeah. He's Demi's right there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or am I on the left? No one's got like Dolby sound and listening to this song. It's like, whoa, he's moving everywhere. Great Barrier Keefe, is that anything?
Huh?
Great Barrier Keefe?
Oh, I like that.
Like if he sets up a boundary and they want to come in, it's like, okay, Great Barrier Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just spitballing.
Yeah, that's some fantastic wordplay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to invite you to remain on stage for the rest of the show.
Yes.
You're doing that well. What do you got going on? You got a show later tonight here at Sketchfest?
Yes, I'm doing the very next show here, a weird variety thing where we just kind of yell on stage until someone's like, okay, you need to leave. But yeah, I'm happy
to be
here.
You're really selling it.
Yeah.
I don't care if you show up or not. I got to do it either way.
I'm sure there's people out here right now that are like, this show doesn't have enough yelling. I hope that
like,
later on
I'm
we can get
asleep.
A good yelling show.
Yeah. It's nice. Right. It's fun.
Well, thanks for being here.
And thank you for having me.
And talking at a reasonable volume.
Oh, anytime.
And finally, but not finally, right? Let's not be so intense about it. It's Padgett Brewster, everybody!
Yeah!
Congratulations on a pickup for season 2 of New Criminal Minds.
Thank you!
Only on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I don't mind telling people to get Paramount Plus. It's one of my faves of those things.
They got Grease.
Oh yeah, they really run show business.
Wait, they have the movie Grease?
That's right.
Oh, the
classic.
Movie Grease.
Right, El High.
Oh yeah, no, that's right. That wasn't a saying. I literally mean they have the film Grease on Paramount Plus.
Oh,
Paramount's my favorite streamer. They've got Grease over there.
That's the ad they
fucking
run.
Fucking shit flies at you because it's so greasy.
That's the ad they run for the 3 months that the license exists under them.
Paramount Plus is really oiled up and greasy.
The chicks will cream for Paramount Plus.
Do they have Grease too, Demi?
Oh.
I don't know if they can afford that.
Do they have Xanadu, Demi?
Ooh.
They better. I mean, whoever has Xanadu is probably top of the streaming game right now.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry. I feel like I hijacked your intro to talk about Grease now.
No, so it's sorry. Okay. No, I didn't know Grease was on. I don't
Nobody
know what's
does.
On
That's
Paramount
why I'm here.
Plus.
Yeah.
Well, I watch a lot of Discovery Plus and a lot of Peacock.
Stop bragging.
I'm not. I know. I'm sorry.
She's got them all.
A&E.
Do you think anybody's named a baby Xanadu?
Yes, if you can think it, it's been done.
Nice.
Not
Whoa,
you specifically.
Is that true?
That's
there
not insulting to artists.
She's not very creative.
I like that.
I didn't mean it like that.
Xanadu. I just willed it. It's like a vision board.
You'd hope there'd be somebody at the hospital just going, Xana, don't. For Christ's sake. Because that's another one. That holds up in the sense that it's always bad. Padgett?
Doug.
how do you have time to, shouldn't you be solving cases?
Oh, yeah.
How can you jet away to San Francisco?
No, I have, we only shot 10 episodes. Oh, they haven't all aired yet, but we finished in December.
Oh, and so it's on streaming, but rolled out weekly?
Yes, okay. But which is why I would say, do what I do. I buy Disney Plus for 1 month, watch The Mandalorian, and bail.
You're promoting every network except the one you're on.
Yeah, and you're telling people not to pay for it. They pay your mortgage.
Get it for a month.
Nice.
Watch She's your also, stuff and then stop paying.
Yeah, and Paget's on all of them, actually, yeah. as it yeah. turns out.
No, I like
right?
the cooking.
You got the Behind the Attraction on Disney.
Yep.
You got
yes.
Bird Girl on whatever the fuck that is.
Adult Swim?
Yep. You got Criminal Minds at Paramount Plus. You got reruns of Friends everywhere.
You're doing great.
I'm yeah. doing great.
Venmo yeah. $17,000.
I don't think people. I don't think people can turn on a device and not see you.
I love this.
Or hear you.
I yeah.
Some of it's voice stuff.
Well, you got to save that money, Doug. You never know what's coming.
True.
Mm-hmm.
They might raise the prices on Discovery Plus.
They got the grease.
You don't bundle Discovery Plus with anything? You just have it raw?
She raw dogs Discovery Plus, bruh.
I don't know. I would have to ask my business manager.
She takes that risk.
You got your business manager handles whether or not you're bundling Discovery
no,
Plus?
No, I say, I want this. Get it as cheap as
Get
you can.
Get me that cheap.
Do they sign you up?
What?
Do they sign you up?
Yeah, they make a call. Wow. I'm sorry, this is so...
A call?
Dividing
a call.
Us.
Just so you know, you don't have to make a call to get Paramount Plus.
You don't have to talk to anybody.
And I have it. You guys can have my password. I don't care.
Say it.
I have them all.
Say it. Say it.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah, you can't say it, but Netflix is cracking yeah. down on the yeah. sharing of
I know,
the
I've tried.
And HBO.
Oh, you can't share HBO Max?
No, only a certain number of devices.
Hulu's yeah. really cracked down, too. I've been using Anna's for years, and they're going to make me get it soon.
Who's Anna?
I don't know. It was just a woman I met
oh.
once.
Oh,
maybe she blocked
our friend
me.
Anna. Okay, I got it.
I stole your friend Anna's password and her social security number.
No cracking down at Quibi.
Quibi.
No. I said quacking down at Quibi.
Quacking down.
Hey, if you see so. We're going to be back here tomorrow, Arden, doing Will You Accept This Rose in this very same
Yay!
Space.
Oh, my God. Doug, I can't wait to get your hot takes on this riveting Bachelor.
Yeah. That's why we're not going to talk about it at all today.
No.
We're going to move on to the part of the show that I like to call Recommendation Nation. And
nice.
That's where I ask all of my guests normally to recommend a movie, but there's a twist today.
Ooh.
I'm making more specific selections. You know, I narrowed down what you have to choose from. And today, because we're still in January, so I like resolution movies. I like,
nice.
You know, those big movies, those important movies that you just somehow have never seen
nice.
In your life and think, maybe this year I will.
Nice.
But add to that.
Yes.
Somebody laughed like they know movies are going to stop. This is real sinister.
Nice.
You won't be watching movies. Too many crimes to solve, Paget. what was I talking about? Oh, so what I'd like you to do is recommend, not recommend, but say a movie that you feel like you need to see, but the twist is it has to be one of the many movies that take place in San Francisco.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
And I came prepared for that answer.
Hot.
And we'll share with you some of the titles, and you can pick one.
Okay.
If you need to.
Thank you.
Is this a movie that we ourselves are saying we need to see?
Yeah, that we haven't seen yet.
Okay,
you haven't seen it. You heard it's good. And a great example of that, I swear, if all four of you seen it, I'll be surprised, is Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have seen it.
Paget saw it.
Seen it. Yeah.
Amy saw it.
Yeah.
Arden.
I saw Foul Play that was in San Francisco.
There you go. That's what I like. I have that one written down as a suggestion. I love that movie.
So good. And Chevy Chase, the chemistry. And Dudley Moore.
It starts with Barry Manilow singing, "I'm ready to change my pants again."
Exactly.
And then it goes right into a series of murders.
Microfiche, honey.
Written and directed by the guy who did Harold and Maude and then went on to do...
Butt Court?
No, he's Hal in Ashby. Harold and Maude. All right, you can't yell out guesses while I'm telling you exactly who it is.
I'm sorry.
There's no points available at this point in the show. But anyway.
I just rewatched it. It's so fun.
I've never seen
Colin Higgins.
So I pick Foul Play.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
He did he went on to do 9 to 5.
Ooh, I mean.
Yeah, he's
Dolly.
What a way to make a living. Oh, that was loud.
Lily.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think we're going to have like a mystery mic game where things are going to happen.
That's fine.
I'm very quiet.
Yeah, Amy's a little low. If we can get a little more heat on Amy.
Or I could
microphone
scream.
Number 12.
Here we go. Yes, check.
They have weird numbers. Are you better now?
I don't know. Am I better now?
I think you just are good at projecting.
Oh, thank you so much. My feelings onto you.
You've been really distant, Doug.
All right.
What's that supposed to mean?
All right, so Arden's picking Foul Play.
No, I've seen Foul Play.
Oh, shit.
That's why I picked it, because I have not seen it.
Okay.
All right, that worked out great.
Okay.
Thank God.
Oh, that's better.
Thank God
okay,
that happened.
Yeah, I feel it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So Amy gets Foul Play. And then who wants Vertigo? Does anybody want Vertigo?
I want to hear what my options are.
Because you haven't been drinking much, so you have Vertigo as we speak.
I do have Vertigo.
Yeah, so you might. Okay, I'll give you more options, though.
Okay.
After I write down Foul Play for
Amy.
Okay. Okay. One of my, I think my favorite movie in San Francisco is called What's Up, Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy that movie a great deal.
Who's in that?
A lot of Barbra Streisand, Ryan O'Neal, and a cast of very funny people.
I want to see
Madeline Kahn's first movie role, I think.
She's great.
Or second.
I want to see that because I think Barbra Streisand is so fun to watch.
She's so funny in it.
And, I'm going to watch that. That'll be mine.
Yeah. She's the kind of funny in it where she spent the whole time arguing with the director saying that she didn't think she was funny.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
then it's all on the screen.
That's my pick.
It's so good.
That's my pick.
I love it. Fast talking. It's great.
Okay.
All right. So Arden's going with What's Up, Doc.
Yeah.
What about Demi? What are you thinking? Can you think of one? Or
I can't think of one that is definitely set in San Francisco that I haven't seen.
So do you feel like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place?
Is the rock in San Francisco?
A rock and a hard case. They said hard place like it's supposed to be.
Alcatraz.
But he has that corny-ass line. Sean Connery goes, says you're stuck between the rock and a hard case. Because Nicolas Cage is between Alcatraz and Sean Connery.
And you know that's the line that got the movie greenlit. They were like, this is a great line. Write a plot around this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better, though, than when Nicolas Cage says, "What in the name of Zeus's butthole?" That one is really, like, wild.
Fun fact, when I was in high school, I saw The Rock in the theater 5 times alone.
What was he watching?
That was very cool. What?
I said, what was he watching?
Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was watching The Rock.
Go ahead, turn Demi's down a little bit. Okay, so...
It's technically set just outside of San Francisco.
What about So I Think I Married an Axe Murderer? There are fans of that one in the house.
I was in that.
What?
I was background.
What did you play? The Transamerica building?
No, I was an extra. I was background.
Oh, wow.
No way.
When he's in the...
You can point to yourself in it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's neat.
But then they edited it.
Oh. All right, now you're just lying to us.
No! No, it was...
I was an extra, but they cut me out.
They did, though.
They took out all my lines I didn't have.
I didn't have any lines.
Arden has a question.
Is this So I Married an Axe Murderer? He'll be crying tears in his gigantic pillow tonight.
That's either that or Goldmember.
Yeah. My brother has a big head in real life.
Goldmember, smoking a pancake. That's all I remember from that.
That's like my favorite scene because Anthony LaPaglia breaks in it.
Oh, does
he? He's laughing so hard at Mike Myers.
He's really good in that movie, though.
He's really good. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick So I Married an Axe Murderer because I've never seen it. And also, I want to inspect and be like, you're not in this at all.
I swear to God.
Yeah, I'm going to pause every frame and be like, it's not her in the background.
I just paused every frame in the scene that I remember being in, and I didn't find myself. And I don't know if they abridged it for, like, it was on TBS.
Paramount Plus bought it and cut you out because you won't tell people to buy it.
It's competition.
Oh, God, maybe.
They're making a new version of it.
So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yeah, it's called So I Married an Axe Body Spray.
I would watch that. And I mean, their opening night.
Paget. What haven't you seen that takes place in San Francisco? Did you ever see Basic Instinct?
Of course.
Don't Uncross Your Legs. Did you ever see 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy?
Of course.
Film debut?
Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon?
Is it San Francisco? I think it's LA.
That's LA.
I thought it was...
That's LA.
Yeah, they commuted down to LA.
All right. All right.
But...
But Danny Glover lives
Bullet.
Here.
Bullet,
I've seen.
Yeah.
Freebie and the Bean.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen... Is there a movie, The Birdman of Alcatraz?
Yeah. It's,
that I have not seen.
Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh, Escape from Alcatraz?
Starring Clint Eastwood.
I've not seen it.
Yeah.
That scared me as a little girl. Ooh.
Clint Eastwood?
All of it. I should have watched it. I saw like Dirty Harry. I shouldn't be watching anything.
I never saw that.
Clint Eastwood's always been a little intense.
Yeah.
Especially when he talks alone to a chair.
And what's he squinting at?
That was his best work.
Wait, have we picked anything for you yet, Paget?
Yes, Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nice.
All right. I don't think you're going to enjoy it, but go for it.
I put the coconut raft in that.
I think it's probably a pretty good escape from prison movie, but as a genre, I've never been too excited about it.
You
can take your Brew Breakers and your
What's he
longest
in Alcatraz
yard.
For?
Oh.
That's how I'm
That'd be interesting, because you can't root for him, like, if he's a murderer.
Well.
But if he, you know, but if he defrauded a corporation or something, would you be okay with him escaping?
What corporation?
Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to follow up to see if we watched these?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's going to have follow-ups. I'm going to call you, check in with you like a doctor.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a movie wellness check.
You have a good doctor.
Because then also once you've seen it, you and I do this, like sometimes we'll text about, you watch that? Okay. And then you say a thing and then you move on. But it's nice to have someone that also saw that thing to say something about. And these are some interesting movies that I have a lot of opinions about.
I like that you're describing friendship, kind of.
God, I just miss it. I'm so glad to be back in friendships. Thanks for the recommendations that you haven't seen. And we will play some games right after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Okay, our first game is kind of a warm-up game, and we're going to play it right after I tell the listeners who everybody's playing for. Arden is playing for Angela's Story, which is L.A. Story, changed to me and Arden starring in it. And then we got Paget picked Rambo and Bo over there. And Amy picked Josh Ferratu.
Nice.
Hey, Josh Ferratu, did you win when you brought that before?
No.
Nope? All right, good job.
You're not going to win today either, Josh.
Yeah, temper your expectations, Angela.
And then, so really cool name tags just for Ratu and Rambo. But Demi's going with a guy who did nothing.
Yeah. No, you don't get it? Joshua. Like, you know the movie Tar?
Yeah.
It's her name. Well, Joshua is his name.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did he put a fun accent over the A?
I don't know. It's too far to see. For all we know, you're never going to bring it up here. You could draw it on right now, and we'd all be like, oh, a pun on Tar.
I just remembered him yelling, I don't Photoshop. So I don't feel like we'd be impressed with whatever he came up with, but I am impressed that he got selected. And congratulations on that. Okay, the first game we're going to play is just a quick little warm-up game. Everybody has to have their microphones ready because you don't want to smash yourself in the face with it when you realize the answer. Quickly put it up there. it's called Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah!
That was the perfect amount. And then... this is a game where I say the title of a movie that really exists, and then the first person on stage to repeat back that title entirely and correctly is the winner. I'll say it slowly, Paget.
Okay.
One word at a time.
Nice.
Everybody can guess as often as they like.
Nice.
So I'll go back I'll go back to the beginning whenever somebody guesses.
Hot.
Okay. You think you're missing something. You're not.
I'm not.
I'll give you an example. True Grit.
True Grit!
See?
All right, now I'm ready. Now I get it.
First, second, third.
Thank you.
You didn't play.
I didn't say it at all.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
It took me by surprise.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to try another one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joshua. I got this.
Paul. I don't know who was first. That was a photo finish, but with sounds. I don't know.
Okay. A photo with sound? What's that?
Movie.
Yeah.
I love a fun laugh. I love a boisterous fun laugh. And we got one in the audience today. All right. I'll say it slowly, Paget. I keep coming back to you because it feels like you're the only one that doesn't understand it.
I got it.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Home
for the holidays.
Home Alone.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Wait, you're allowed to jump in and just start making...
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, that's why he's going slow.
As often as you want.
Oh.
Home is where the heart is.
Home.
For the holidays.
She just said that.
Home.
Alone.
I said that. We've all said that. This is going to be all night. We're here all night.
Is it like Jeopardy? Do I have to say...
Home.
For the holidays.
I already said that.
I changed my mind. That is the end. No. You talked me into it. No. Home. Word.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound 2. Still walking.
Home. Word. Bound. 2.
Homeward Bound 2.
Home.
Homeward Bound 2, we're going back home again.
Home.
Homeward Bound 2, I lost my job, I'm moving back home.
Homeward Bound 2, we're two dogs and a cat.
Homeward Bound 2, Milo and Otis.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound 2, the streets.
Homeward Bound 2, lost.
Homeward Bound 2, lost in the forest again.
Homeward Bound 2, lost in New York.
Homeward Bound 2, lost in translation, starring Scarlett Johansson.
There it is.
Homeward Bound 2, lost and found.
Homeward Bound 2, lost again.
Homeward Bound 2, lost my purpose in life.
Home word. I said almost said alone.
I don't like the way word leaning.
People are gonna fall down.
I'm very dizzy.
Home word bound.
True Grit.
Homeward Bound 2, lost in.
Homeward Bound 2, lost in America.
Homeward Bound 2, lost in. San.
Homeward Bound 2, lost in San Francisco!
I get it.
I'm pretty sure Demi's the one who got it.
Demi!
I'm pretty sure.
Good job! Yeah! Good job!
I was in that movie and I got cut out.
This is a good game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just three animals walking up hills, getting exhausted.
Very zigzaggy street.
Yeah. You take Lombard. I'm going to go around. I'm going to go through the tunnel.
They're just getting parking tickets the whole time.
I've seriously walked through that tunnel over there. It's Stockard, is that what it's called? I've walked through that tunnel just because I didn't want to walk up any hills.
Yeah.
Because you can go straight. It's just flat, but it's a long-ass, scary tunnel. I'm like, what if I'm in the middle of this tunnel like Will Smith and what's her name in Independence Day? Can I just jump in one of these doors when the fireball goes through the tunnel?
Oh. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Survive? The fire doesn't turn corners.
No. No, fire doesn't.
Can't go through doors. No hands.
Doug, your hair is glorious.
Luxurious.
I'm just turning my head a lot. This is fun to
beautiful.
Flip it around.
Makes me want to buy L'Oreal.
I laugh more now because you flip it back when you laugh.
It's gorgeous.
I've never been able
to
do
gorgeous.
That.
It's gorgeous.
It's exciting. Demi won that first game. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That
good
means
job.
You Hi. Get to go first.
This one's for you, Joshua.
Our next game, if it was a game where people did things in order, but it's not.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So that was just a warm-up, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But you can know you're a winner.
You can still feel good
right.
about yourself.
Mentally, this is for you, Joshua.
Yeah. Yeah. You're champion-esque right now.
Yeah.
Which Arden, of course...
I'm becoming a champion.
Loves that word.
Becoming
All right.
a champion.
This game is called Who Has My Pig?
Who Has My Pig?
Yeah.
Nice.
Can you hear how much they love it?
Yeah. They love it. They love it.
It's one of the dumber games I came up with. There's a motion picture called Pig, starring Nicolas Cage, where his prized pig that helps him find truffles out in the forest that he sells to fancy chefs in Portland. He's looking for his pig the whole movie.
Love it.
It's a masterpiece. And I'm obsessed with it.
It's really good.
Because because he's always saying, you know, who has my pig? And it makes me laugh every time, and it's not a comedy. So what we're going to do, I don't know why I'm trying to put this pen away. I'm going to need it. No. What we're going to do is I'm going to do a bad Nicolas Cage impression.
Nice.
And he is going to accuse a famous person of possibly having his pig.
I like it.
Much like that last game, Padgett, guess as often as you like.
Okay.
But I'll just keep going if you're wrong, and I'll stop if somebody gets it.
So we're trying to guess who he's accusing of having his pig.
Who he's talking to.
Yeah. Okay.
Who has his pig?
Okay.
It's right there in the name of the game.
Okay.
Do we have to answer in a Nicolas Cage voice?
No, because he's not talking to himself. I know he's done that in a couple of movies, but... Oh. Or adaptation, anyway. All right, so... He did. He was so
and
good.
His last
he was so
movie.
Good playing twins. He was twins in his last one?
Oh, Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. He talks to himself.
That's true.
Such a good movie.
I loved it.
Loved it.
Not enough. That movie. Nobody's talking about that movie getting snubbed by the Oscars.
Yeah, it was so good.
I fucking loved it.
I loved it.
Pedro so Pascal, best supporting actor.
He was incredible.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so funny. Okay. Let's get back to Pig.
Here we go.
I've got the hair that he had. I put on a sweater that feels like something he wore in the film.
Nice. Method.
Really into it, yeah.
Method.
I really love doing this. I wrote this down on extra thick paper so Amy can't read through it.
I wouldn't even try, Doug.
I know you wouldn't.
Can't believe this
I know
is still
you
coming
wouldn't.
Up after all these years.
I just I can't let it go. That one time you knew all the answers. Do you have my pig? I always have to start with just a simple, do you have my pig?
Okay.
Start the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no. Mm-hmm. Do you have my pig? What did you 00 do with my pig?
Sean Connery. Timothy Dalton. Roger Moore.
Sean Connery. Oh, correct.
Damn it. Wow, good.
Sean Connery. That was fast, dude.
You didn't even have time to get to Lazenby.
I didn't.
What did you 00 do to my pig? You might think you're untouchable. But while you hunt for Red October, try hunting for my pig. My pig is so special, he's like the Highlander, there can only be one.
I need more clues.
To be honest, you're my favorite James Bond. Those are all the clues.
I need more clues.
To get to Sean Connery. Congratulations, Demi.
Good job. God, you're killing
You are good,
it.
You're good at this.
I can say a thing fast.
Dude, Demi, that makes one of us.
Demi is on the board with 1 point.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Killing it.
Wait. Oh, yeah. No.
He didn't get...
Did no,
he get...
it was fake.
Oh. Fake.
It was just for the ego.
Okay.
It was just for fun. Just to watch everybody try real hard.
It was fun.
Yeah. It is a fun game. Do you have my pig? You blanking son of a gun.
Samuel L. Jackson.
I know you want to cook and eat my pig. You're probably already...
Guy Fieri.
You probably already have your knives out.
Oh,
Benoit Blanc.
Daniel
Craig.
Who said Daniel Craig first? I think it was Padgett. I'll give it to Padgett.
Nice.
Just because we're trying to have a competition here.
Is it Benoit Blanc?
Not Demi knows at all.
I get it.
Oh, it was blank layer cake?
I say you already got your knives out. You know what goes well with pig? Onion. And then the last line of it was, you're my favorite James Bond.
Nice.
What was the son of a gun thing?
No, I said blank. Oh, Benoit blank is Blanc blank.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. These clues are crazy subtle. More crazy than subtle. All right, so Debbie's got one, Patch has got one. It's always a pleasure to have Amy and Arden. Ready?
Yeah.
Do you have my
pig? Pierce Brosnan.
Renee Zellweger.
Let me double check this real quick. Yeah, it's Pierce Brosnan.
What?
Don't tell her. She's beautiful.
I've gone from the world's end to Dante's Peak looking for him. Yep. Mama Mia. Pierce, your singing is not good. You are my favorite James Bond. All right, so apologies to Amy. You'll be back in our next game, but you have to sit this last one out because we have a three-way tie between these three.
Okay.
That we got to settle right now.
I have it, though, in my heart.
I think you might, but you never know. You never know what's going on here. There's a few things it could be. All right, everybody ready?
No.
Do you have...
Roger Moore!
George Lazenby!
It's Roger Moore.
Yeah!
Damn it.
She did it.
Yes!
She did it. Beautiful.
Yes! I couldn't name one Roger Moore movie. Like, I don't know why I was waiting.
Yeah, the last one was just, you have my pig, Roger Moore.
Damn.
But she still beat me to it. Because that's what, the last one is always just me saying a person's name, because everybody has that moment of like,
I love it.
Are we supposed to say it? Okay. Great job, everyone, but especially Arden.
I can't believe it.
You figured out the theme and got ahead of it.
I'm so rare.
It's rare for you and for anyone that comes on this show.
Thank you.
So a round of applause for that, everybody.
Thank you so much. Shout out.
And let's go to another break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back!
Hey!
Yahoo. Arden is sitting pretty.
I can't believe it.
Literally and figuratively, Arden, you are first in our final game, and congratulations, because a lot of people don't think there's any advantage to going first.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
In this game.
Thank you. I needed that.
Just so you know.
Thank you.
All right. I love doing this show in San Francisco because some of my favorite movies were filmed here. I'm reading the wrong side. Our last game today. is something I call Last Person Standing.
Yes!
Tim Allen. Tim Allen.
No, that game's called Last Person Flashing. Allegedly. All right.
Oh, exciting.
Right?
Yeah.
You didn't hear the news?
No, did he flash somebody?
A long time ago, when Pam Anderson was young, her book just came out, has lots of juicy stuff in it, not unlike your book, Arden. And one time she was walking down the hallway and he was in a robe and he showed her his business. And then this is why I think it's real. Because she says, he said, I had to look at you naked, so now we're even.
You know that's real.
Yeah.
That
feels
that
so
true.
Fucking
only
real.
Fair.
There's no way.
If you just flashed her and went, woohoo, then I'd be like, oh, maybe that didn't happen.
No, why would she? You know that happened.
That was set up punchline. He worked it out. He made it happen.
Yeah. That's so gross.
And he was like, ooh.
Fuck that guy.
Can you imagine? He's got his dick out going,
I saw the sea lions yesterday at the wharf, and they all love Home Improvement a lot. And they were all flashing me. It was weird.
They get it out there. They really.
Yeah.
They show it. All right. So the reason I got confused about all that talk about San Francisco is because it really is somewhat connected to this game today, because we do it all sorts of ways, Last Person Standing, but the basic premise is today I'm just going to tell you the name of an actor.
Okay.
You know, could be an actress, but I like the catch-all word actor. So then we'll start, once I tell you who it is, we'll start with Arden, name a movie that person's in. Then we'll go to Demi. No, wait, which way were we going before? Let's go this way.
Okay.
Well, we weren't going anyway before.
We haven't gone anywhere.
Just introducing people in this way, so let's go this way. So Arden, Amy, me, I like to play.
Oh.
But today I'll try to only throw in obscure ones that might not get mentioned. Try not to hurt too much. Then Padgett, then Demi. If you can't think of a movie, your lifeline that you can go to once is the person you're playing on behalf of.
I'm so bad at this game.
One actor?
I don't know if you'll be bad at it today. Yeah, I'm just going to name one actor.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And it is going to be a little bit intense. But let's remind everybody that Arden will go to Angela's story. And Amy will go to Josh Farah too, and Padgett will go to Rambo. And we don't need to talk more about Demi's. No, Josh. Josh is who.
Sure.
So Josh, we were talking to Josh during the break. Josh, if you have no information to help Demi, just, poke somebody next to you and have them whisper something to you. You know what I mean?
Or if you can Photoshop something.
That would be great.
Who knows? I don't know. Are you good at this game normally, Josh? You will?
It depends on who you pick.
Right. That's what it comes down to.
God, I hope you pick Joshua.
Sam Rockwell, he'd do all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam's a good one. Because he's got lots of big movies and then lots of indie shit. But that's not who I chose.
Nice.
Today's subject, I already said what my favorite San Francisco movie is, and it stars Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Yentl!
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
I almost said, you also have to start at the beginning of the alphabet. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
You Yentled too soon. Okay. No, Yentl is a terrific answer, but let's, moving forward, wait to be called on.
I'm sorry.
Before.
I'm so proud.
No, and we didn't have anything else to talk about there, so you were right to get it started.
I got proud.
Yeah, and you got it right.
Thank you.
So you're still in it.
Thanks.
But now we move to Amy.
Funny girl.
Funny girl.
Just like me, Doug.
You are a funny girl.
Thanks, Arden.
You're welcome.
See, that's why we don't want to go too fast. We don't want to miss out on exchanges like that. That's the lifeblood of this show. And I'll pick one that I hope none of you have even heard of.
I'm going to cry if you say it.
Oh, you got a good obscure one, Demi? Okay, I don't think this is going to be one that came to your head. Up the Sandbox.
Oh. My favorite movie.
Was that it?
I've seen that movie and cannot tell you why it's called Up the Sandbox. I think you see a sandbox briefly at one point, but I don't know why anyone would go up it. Strange concept.
Padgett played the sandbox in that, and she got cut out.
It was cut out. That's why the title doesn't make sense anymore.
All right. I love this game because I really think, as a group and with the lifelines, I really think we can name Barbara's been in 19 films.
Wow.
Right? Feels like she was in a lot more.
Yep.
But just 19.
Yep.
And they're mostly not movies called Up the Sandbox.
Yeah.
Padgett, what have you got?
Away We Were.
Nice.
It sounded like you were asking a question or something. The Way We Were.
I was literally just sitting here being like, well, I know she has that song, The Way We Were, but what movie is that from? So I'm glad you said it.
I thought I was stumping you.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I'll What's Up, Doc?
Nice.
Yeah, I can't believe no one
snagged
that one.
Looking at me?
You were thinking about it, but you had to go and blow out Yentl. Right at the top. I don't like that sentence.
I blew out Yentl.
You're talking to a hairdresser.
Well, you've got it. You've got it, Doug. I blew out Yentl.
Okay, Arden.
A Star Is Born.
Yes. I almost said the original, but no, like the second or third one. There's been like four so far, I think. And, A Star Is Born every 10 or 20 years, I guess.
Yep.
So you got to make a movie about it.
If you say a movie wrong, are you out?
I don't like it when people say movies wrong, but
if I guess something and say she wasn't in A Star Is Born.
I don't care for that.
Okay.
That's why when you start to seem like you're wrong, I try to quickly encourage you to go to your lifeline instead of being wrong.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I try.
Thank you.
Sometimes people just blurt out Yentl.
I can't imagine doing that. I would never do that.
Whose turn is it? Amy.
Mine. The Bridges of Madison County.
What?
That wasn't her?
No, but I bet your lifeline has one.
Wait, she got cut?
No.
Josh?
She got cut in the audition process.
Why do I...
I don't know why you're mixing up Meryl Streep and Barbara Streisand.
I am.
Are you mixing up Clint Eastwood and Barbara Streisand?
No.
Barbara Streisand talked to that chair at the National Convention.
Okay. Yes, now I know what movie but I still don't know the name of it. Okay, Josh.
Think about it. Come back to it. Josh, what do you think?
Prince of Tides.
That's what it was. Oh, shit. That was a waste. But at least he figured
it
out.
Prince of Tides.
The two of you are like connected mentally.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Prince
Josh.
Of Tides. Nice. She directed that one as well as acting in it. And my favorite thing about it is it's got George Carlin in it. Yeah, George Carlin has a role where, like, there was, a little quick little moment of Oscar talk, like supporting actor, and then, it didn't happen, but good for him. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm going to say, let me give you another one, or I could just stop giving you ones, but let me see if there's one more that I don't think anybody has heard of or will bring up tonight. Okay, this is a good one. Have any of you seen The Mirror Has Two
Damn it,
Faces?
That's the one! That's the one I was going to be like, ugh.
Oh, I
sorry.
Remember that.
Sorry,
I
Debbie.
That.
It's fine. I got one more.
Okay, good. And you got a lifeline, so this is going good. I mean, I would love for this game to end with without a winner, like us just getting all 19 movies
yep.
and then calling it a day. Wouldn't that be a fun way to end the show?
Yep.
Just but on a triumphant...
Wins? Yeah.
Nobody. The audience no. raises us all up on their shoulders.
We all need that. Yeah. We need that.
Yeah, while chanting, Rudy. Rudy. Okay. I said Way We Were.
Yep.
Oh, no.
No, you said Mirror Has Two Faces.
I said Mirror Has Two Faces, yes.
Okay.
Padgett.
Meet the Fockers.
Damn it. God fucking damn it.
Good job.
Gotta be kidding me.
Hot. Hot. She was good in that. It's a fun movie.
You think about it, you're okay.
How? No, she's, wait, yes,
Padgett's
right.
handing out clues.
I didn't know if she was
She
in.
Usually solves the crimes, but today she's giving the clues.
I gotta say, Little Fockers.
Padgett, when a case goes unsolved on the show, do you take that home with you? You sit around at home just like, God damn it, why didn't I solve that case? There's something I'm missing. Then you call the writers.
What did I miss?
Help me solve this one next season, please.
Can you tell me a scene that ends nicer?
What was your answer, Demi?
Is that correct?
Little Fockers?
Yeah, that's correct.
That is right. God. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have
yeah.
seen
it. She shows up in Meet the Fockers, her and Dustin Hoffman as the parents, and then shows up again in Little Fockers.
I didn't know it was cool.
Yeah.
I knew.
Nice work.
Seeing that trilogy in theaters.
Nice work.
You got to show out.
Oh, my God. I mean, the FU, the Fockers universe is really, there's room for, they could really expand.
Yeah.
They could do movies about the cat and the whatever else is in those movies. Okay. Meet the Fockers. Little Fockers. No fucking left. No more fucking around. Arden.
First.
What?
Walk,
I think
walk.
You might want to go to your life.
Hey.
What's Angela. What do you got for Angela? Nuts.
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 Nuts. Nuts.
Yeah, she's a movie called Nuts where.
Wow, Angela.
Where
hi.
She's accused of being crazy or something,
good.
Or somebody is. Is
yes.
she the judge? Anyway,
wow.
it's a courtroom drama called Nuts.
Are you serious? It's a drama called Nuts?
Yep.
That's bananas.
Yeah, well, you should see the comedy called
no,
Balls.
It's nuts. That's nuts.
Nuts and Balls was the working title, but they couldn't get it past the censors. Okay.
Thank you, Angela. Okay.
Good job, Angela and Arden. You know how this works. Just keep thinking.
I will.
Something
Thank
could
you.
Come to you.
Thank you.
Amy, I could also
really?
Repeat some of the ones we've said already, if that helps anybody. But Amy,
I
go
know
ahead.
She eats a really big steak.
Oh, we're describing it now?
And it's her and her son. And so it's like, well, wow. yeah, if I'm helping anyone, I mean, I'm probably out anyway. I don't care. And it's called You're My Mom.
I love that movie. I love that movie.
Or like Road Trip or something like that.
Just let her work through it. Let's let her try to get there.
The trip? No.
Let's let her work through it.
Work?
She's not there with that one word.
Road work. On the road.
What kind of a trip is it?
No, it's a cross-country trip.
No.
And it's long. The
no,
long trip.
There's a deeper thing going on there.
And our big trip. With me and my mom.
You know how they give movies fun, clever titles? They don't, I mean,
yeah,
there are movies called
trip.
The Trip, but this one's called...
Fuck!
Acid
you got
trip.
It. You've got it. Work
you
it out.
This.
Work it out.
Why is it so hard? The hard trip.
She plays a Jewish mother.
I know. Don't.
If, If you don't
the
get
the guilt trip, the guilt trip.
Yeah. Really good job.
Yes.
Good
you
job.
Did it.
Yeah. Good job. Good
as soon as
job.
She said trip, I was like,
It's a very funny movie.
All right. To be like, if you don't get it, there's a feeling you shouldn't have. Guilt.
That was a good clue. All right. Back to me.
Yeah.
The de facto sequel to What's Up, Doc? Yeah. There is a repairing of Babs and Ryan O'Neal.
Yep.
And it's called The Main Event.
Nice. Is it about hair or is it M-A-N-E?
It's...
Is it about your hair?
No, it's Main Event as in boxing.
Hot.
And she's like a ring card girl at
cool.
one point, and she's having a nice time showing off her ass.
I mean, why not?
In that role.
Why not?
Yeah. Don't we all?
Exactly.
Paget.
Did you use a lifeline?
Not yet.
Would you like a recap of titles we've said?
Bo, no, I do not need a recap. Bo.
Nice.
Help.
Hello, Dolly.
I thought that was just a song. It is the name of the movie, right?
Fuck. I've seen that movie.
Of course.
Thank you, Bo.
Yeah, that's Carol G.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, we both did it.
Hello.
Okay, so Hello, Dolly. Finally. That one took a second.
It's good job.
It's
good job.
Hello.
So excited.
It's like there's got to be another one that...
I like to say when I'm doing some fine dining, hello, doily. What were you saying?
I was saying there's got to be like a big one that I'm forgetting and I'm embarrassed to forget it, but Joshua? Joshua,
yes.
You're killing me,
that.
Man.
We already said it.
Yeah, that's why I kept
I said
saying,
it.
That's, what's that?
No, you're all good. I was just, yeah, someone already said it.
Nice. Very good.
Nice.
What hell happened
yeah,
there?
Hell yeah, Joshua.
I'm going to start with the one somebody said already and then go with one no one will ever probably say. So good job, Josh.
Owl and Pussycat.
Good job. The Owl and the Pussycat. That one's fun because she wears a negligee that has the hands like this right here
yes.
for much of the film.
I got to take yes. a word for it. I've never heard of this.
It's good. I almost said it's good. It's interesting.
Okay.
It's George Segal and Barbara Streisand in the 70s. Mm. So,
nice.
So they probably say a lot of things we don't say now.
Like?
Jumping.
Where is it on here? I should have done this alphabetically, but easier to find them. Okay. Arden.
It's the sequel to Owl the Pussycat. It's Raven and the meow meow kitten. Raven and the kitten.
Is this your way of saying you've used your lifeline already?
I've already used my lifeline.
I keep saying to Paget, you want to hear them
yeah,
again?
I do. I
want to
hear
help?
Them. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Because I think there's a thing that's going to help.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Dude.
I don't know.
Dog.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Little Fockers, Meet the Fockers, Guilt Trip, Main Event, Up the Sandbox, Way We Were, What's Up, Doc, Yentl, Hello, Dolly, Funny Girl, and what, Arden? You have
meet the fuckers
73 seconds.
Meet the fuckers 3. Ben Stiller's getting bad things happening to him. And he still wants Terry Polo so bad.
I'm going to say, when you're done with whatever this is, I'm going to say a movie that's going to make you all so sad.
Okay, tell
that
me.
You didn't think of it.
Okay.
It'll be fun, though.
I love it.
We'll all laugh. You're out.
I have to pee so badly.
Oh, that's another reason why you should probably dip at this point.
Can I go and come back?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
And as you're going, you'll hear this information.
But also, isn't it Amy's turn first?
Yep.
Yeah.
Amy's out.
No, I said the guilt trip.
You did. I was so used to the idea of you being out.
It happens a lot.
Right, but we got there. So
it's okay. They're friends.
What do you got now?
Do you have one?
Now what do you have?
Funny girl too.
Funny
all right, I stand.
Back and
I stand. I stand behind my previous statement. You're gonna be mad when you hear that the sequel to Funny Girl is called Funny Lady.
Is it really?
Yes. I thought he said it when he said funny girl. And everyone went, no, that was said already. I almost said out loud, we haven't said funny lady yet. Because I was so excited he came up with funny lady. But he just fucking said funny girl.
Now I'm like, is this a trilogy?
Yeah. I mean, it should be. I think girl she should do a lady. Third one. And the romantic interest should be Seth Rogen. And
funny old bitch. So
funny mama.
Funny mama's house?
Yeah, funny mama's house.
All right, Padgett. It's back to you. I see you thinking over there.
I think this counts.
Oh, wow.
Great preamble.
That's gonna be like some TV special she did.
No.
She played herself on an episode of Modern Family.
No.
You played a character on Modern Family.
I did.
It's a difference.
I bet you this counts as a movie.
Uh-uh. There's no way.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Live at the Kennedy Center.
What?
I mean, if we're going that route.
You know it's 2 hours long. There's more than one costume change.
Wait, now you're defining things that make a movie minus the part where it's a movie?
You didn't say it had to be a scripted movie.
Yeah, because some movies don't have a script. They improvise.
Like Barbara Streisand live at the Kennedy Center.
The films of Christopher Guest. I really appreciate how hard you're selling this, but I can't in a million years let you win with that.
I know.
But it's fun, though.
Thanks.
It's super fun.
Funny Lady's a movie?
Yeah, it's a sequel of Funny Girl. She's still fucking around with the guy from the first movie,
right?
Nicky Arnstein, who's not, he's bad news, he's a gambler.
Sure.
And she's still messing with him in the sequel, but then somehow Jimmy Kahn gets in there too, who brings no joy to things generally. He's fun to watch because he's always so serious, but you know, he wasn't a fun character actor. So, you know, he's perfect in Elf as the guy who did not want to have anything to do with a fucking elf. Get this fucking elf out of here. That movie should be rated R, and he should swear every time he speaks. End of tweet. That was James Caan. That was his thing. End of tweet.
Wild.
Yeah. Whose turn is it? What's happening? Demi?
Who's left? Amy and Demi? So it's yours.
Everybody's
it's just you
it's just,
mean
Demi,
I
it's just Demi and me, and I know all the answers.
All right, Demi, it's yours to win.
Does that mean I win?
Let's see how much further you can go.
I
believe in you.
I don't think she was in this. And as the game goes, I shouldn't say that then.
No, you're fine, because you are the last person standing.
Have you called a lifeline?
I have.
Yeah, we've all
And you know what?
Did
Joshua's...
Did you do Funny Gal?
Joshua nailed it.
Nailed it, really.
Yeah.
She's not in Love Story, is she?
Ooh.
No, that's Ally McGraw. But yeah.
Feels like she should have been.
The Ryan O'Neill connection.
So Doug won his own game.
No, I didn't. I told you, I have the answers. You know, like, Alex Trebek didn't say at the end, I win.
I know.
He's so fun if he did. I love that.
Cocky son of a bitch.
I knew every answer. Did you notice me telling them they were wrong a bunch of times? I didn't say Ken Jennings. I still go back to Alex for a Jeopardy reference. But anyway, congratulations, Demi and Ajibe! You done did it.
I love to win on a technicality.
Yeah.
These games are all technicalities all the time. And now everybody, you know what? This is a great opportunity for Joshua to show you what the hell it was he made.
Yes.
Wow.
Up close. All right. Come on down here, Joshua. Oh, now it's all making sense. Look at that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Josh was like a little kid, I guess, in that movie.
You printed off the movie poster for the movie.
So wait,
I gotta confirm.
The actual poster? You just printed it out?
Yeah.
And I do want to just confirm, your name is Joshua? I was like, it'd be crazy if you're like, I'm Pete.
Are you a vampire, Joshua? Because I did not invite you on stage.
Keep
they always get people on that technicality.
What are some other movies Barbara Streisand was in?
I'm going to tell you.
Thank God.
I'm not going to just leave everybody hanging, but congratulations, Joshua.
Let's hear it for him. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Josh.
It's often, that's why I think people don't make elaborate name tags anymore, because somebody always skates away with the prizes with garbage like that.
Ages ago, when I first moved to LA and came to a Doug Loves Movies taping, I got picked in the audience by using my credit card as my name tag.
Nice. And
so, they kept it, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in massive debt.
My FICO score is 110.
I could cancel it, but I love seeing what they buy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you win that day?
Maybe. I gotta think I didn't. No, yeah. I don't think it was.
Okay.
Did you ever win?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It feels like I won today.
You did.
You did win today.
Oh, yeah. I also did win today.
You won.
Yeah.
You won today.
I meant literally just be like, getting beyond this stage. And then I was like, oh, I also did win.
Yeah, you actually won.
Sorry.
Another obscure one I would have pulled out if I was continuing to do that is she's in a movie called All Night Long. Nobody remembers.
Okay, so Lionel Richie videos count, but Barbara Alive at the Kennedy Center doesn't.
Exactly.
What was the movie where she...
Say you, say me. What?
Made John Peters was her hairdresser and her boyfriend, and she made him the producer, and then that's what made him John Peters the producer? What movie was that?
Star Is Born.
Oh, that's... Mm. Thank you.
I believe.
Thank you.
I could be wrong.
Nice. I think you're right.
But then, and then his persona was played by Warren Beatty in the movie Shampoo. Was supposed to be him.
Oh.
And then Bradley Cooper plays him in Licky Pizzy. All right. We're running out of time, so I can't say Licorice Pizza. I have to say Licky Pizzy.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Licky Pizzy.
You didn't know Coops was in Licky Pizza?
Licky Pizza.
Now, here's a movie I remember just because it does the actual bowl in a china shop scenario and it wrecks the fucking place. And it's a movie that she was in called For Pete's Sake.
Wild.
And her boyfriend's name was Pete.
Wild.
And so she was trying to raise money for Pete, got involved with the mob or something, and next thing you know, stolen bowls are running through a china shop. But we did a great job because I think that's it.
Wow.
I think that's all of the Barbara Streisand movies.
Wow.
Oh. On a clear day, you can see Forever. Another musical with Omar Sharif. All right. Demi, you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote?
I got nothing to plug. I'm not doing anything.
Come see him later tonight.
Yeah, stay.
Right. Stay in your seats.
Yeah.
Don't pay for another ticket.
I'm promoting a sedentary lifestyle.
Nice.
Well, we're going to have you back on the show real soon if that interests you, because we always have returning champs back right away. But as these other three players know, you're always welcome.
Aw,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Paget Brewster?
You should get Paramount Plus every month and watch every either Wednesday or Thursday night a show called Criminal Minds Evolution. And also Behind the Attraction, the Disney, the show about making of Disney rides that Doug likes. Behind the Attraction is coming back. We're recording all of the narration right now. That's a fun show. And we're doing Will You Accept This Rose tomorrow.
Here with Doug.
Right here, right here. You should join us.
4:00. It's really... You don't have to even watch The Bachelor. It's very silly.
Yeah. Michael Hitchcock.
Michael Hitchcock.
He's never done it.
It's going
to be his debut on Will You Accept This Rose.
Yep. Marilyn Rice got Michael Hitchcock from all the Christopher Guest movies for Waiting for Guffman. And Mighty Wendy's here. He's so funny.
Yeah. And Mary Lynn from 24 and lots of other numbers.
It's really fun.
You have anything else to promote, Arden Marine?
Let's see. You can get my book, Little Miss Little Compton.
Yes!
And I have, I'll be in the Daria reboot that's starring Tracy Ellis Ross. I'm Brittany the cheerleader that's coming out. Ooh. I think on Paramount Plus. I think it's on Paramount. I think it's
Are you on Paramount Plus?
I think, but it's going to be, it might be in the movie theaters, but it's called Jodie, and it'll be out sometime later this year.
And what's it called again?
Jodie?
No, the whole thing. The thing that Jodie's in? The
Daria reboot?
Yeah. I forgot that it was Daria.
Yeah, it's a Daria reboot, and I'm Brittany the ding-dong cheerleader.
Okay.
She's back.
In my mind, I changed it to Dora the Explorer.
Yep.
And then I thought I should double-check on this before I say anything more.
Yeah.
but I had a pretty good joke for that, if that were what it was.
Okay, what is it?
It's not that good.
I'm so Dora the Explorer?
No, it's terrible. I'm not going to do it. You can't make me.
Wait, so it's a reboot of Daria, but it's called Jody?
It's about the character Jody that was like Daria's best friend. So yeah. It's followed. So Tracy's playing Jody.
Okay.
But
so
this character was, I was in the original, but then now I'm in the.
So game. Daria takes a powder in this, or is Daria a character too?
Daria's around. Daria's doing it too.
That's somebody that just really enjoys expressions from the 20s. Hey, does she hit the bricks?
Yeah.
All right. Amy Miller?
Oh, yeah, I have dates coming up. I'll be in, where am I going? I'll be in Detroit. I'll be in Morgantown, West Virginia. I'll be in Pittsburgh. Alameda, California, just over there. Wow. Yeah, it's all at amymillercomedy.com. And follow me at Amy Miller Comedy.
I forgot I'm doing live shows in New York in April at Union Hall in the Bell House, April 14th and 15th.
Whoa. Nice. Great.
Yeah.
Anybody else have some late plugs to throw in?
I'll be in Portland soon, too. Yeah, February 20-something. Yeah,
do them all. Do every date you got.
Miller Comedy.
I'm in one of the Star Wars movies, but I don't know. I
got cut.
I got cut.
Let's have one more round of applause for all of my guests. Paget Brewster, Demi Adejigbe, Artie Marine, Amy Miller.
Yay!
As always, that's all, folks.
Yay!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room